Hello and welcome back to QU Media Podcast this week. I'm your host, Evan White. The name of this episode is Overcoming Adversity. In September of 2020, QU fall and winter sports teams began to practice for their seasons. COVID-19 caused a dramatic change in the way teams could use facilities, practice, workout, and even be together. It's something we have never seen before. Today, alongside of me, I have QU basketball players Lee Douglas and Coyote Walters. Right before we kick things off, we're going to take a short break and we'll be right back.
I believe that if we are honest with ourselves, that the most fascinating problem in the world is who am I?
Don't forget who you are. Don't forget where you come from.
At some point, you got to be tired of not being number one.
There is no excuse for not living up to your fullest potential. No excuse. If you're alive, I guarantee you've not seen your best work yet.
Think about your dream right now. Once you think about it,
it doesn't start until you can visualize it. And once you can see it,
what you will realize is your dream is possible.
It's very simple. Greatness is not this wonderful, elusive feature that only the special among.
All right, we're right back at it. To start off the first topic, hearing about COVID coming in last year, I know COVID came and hit us earlier, what you say, like in the spring of 2020, the end of the winter 2020 or whatever. Mm-hmm. But when you first heard about COVID, Lee, I'm going to ask you this one first. When you first heard about COVID, what did you think of it? Like, what were you, like, what was going through your mind? Like, did you think it was fake or, like, what would you say about it?
At first, I thought it was a hoax, yeah, for sure. But when I started looking at the numbers and, you know, looking on social media and the news outlets and everything that was coming out, all the news articles, I just saw that everybody was getting sick. And, you know, like I said, at first, I thought it was a hoax. But then I started seeing people getting sick. And at the end of the day, it was like the world can't shake this right away. It's going to take time for it to get over.
So where did you, when did you, who told you about COVID? Like, how did you find out about it?
The news.
The news?
The news, yep. I was watching with my grandparents, and just breaking news, COVID-19 has touched the U.S., and that's when everything just went downhill from there.
Oh, man. And what about you, Yodi? What was it like for you when you first heard about COVID? Like, what did you view it as?
When I first heard about it, I didn't take it serious. I was one of those people that wasn't taking it serious, you know. I thought it was a hoax, like what Lee said. And I remember I was in a criminal justice class, and my teacher, she, like, stopped the whole class and just gave everybody an announcement, like, you know, it's a virus in China. It's a possibility it can come over to the U.S. And then I remember, like, the next week I was on social media, and going through social media, you know, all you're seeing is COVID-19 is in the U.S. The numbers are rising, people getting sick, people dying. And that's when I started taking it serious, like, man.
So you was in criminal justice class. So for your teacher to be the first one to tell you, like, did you take it as a joke or did you, you said you went on social media. So, like, did you, it something urge you to make you want to dig deeper into it? So, like, but for your teacher to tell you first, like, was it, did you have a different feeling, like, in regards to, like, different from a family member telling you first, or like you still had the same reaction, like, oh man, I gotta find out about this, you know what I mean?
Yeah, at first I was like, yeah, I gotta research this a little bit more, because she said it was in China, and I was like, I mean, China's all the way over there, how is it a possibility it can come here, you know, just shut right. The country down, you know. But then when I went on social media and I seen, yeah, it's in the U.S., that's when I took it serious, like, oh yeah, this could change the world for real, you know.
Yeah, what challenges would you all say, I know you all play basketball, in the beginning of the season, well, let's go to preseason, what was most challenging for you all, would y'all say, and the other players on the team? What do you think was most challenging for you, Lee?
Most challenging thing was wearing the mask, you know, playing all these years without a mask, and then coming my freshman year of college, everybody just had a mask on, and, you know, it was like, it was crazy because now I have to wear a mask while I'm playing.
Right.
When you get fatigued and you short of breath and you're trying to catch your breath, you got to keep the mask up. And, you know, just breathing in that hot air, it's like, it make you more tired, you know. So it's just I don't know, it's just really a big adjustment from coming out of high school, you know, first year in college, mass, you know, it was the first thing, mandatory mass, mandate, you know, all that. So it was just a big adjustment.
So when you all played basketball, did the mask have to cover your mouth and nose, or it just had to, like, be on your chin and, like, you all just had to, like, keep it on your face type stuff? Like, how, what did the coach say?
Nah, we had to be above our nose.
Above your nose. So did you all, like, take breaks during practice, or was it, like how did that work? Like, that's crazy.
For the most part, we, you know, the coach had sympathy for us. You know, we had to take breaks a little bit because some people was getting tired quicker than normal.
Right.
And it was just wearing a mask, it just suffocates you, really. It's like having a bag over your face in all reality. And then you're tired at that, so it's like, yeah, you really can't breathe in it, you know. So.
Yeah. Yody, what would you say as far as the most challenging part for the mask on your face when you were playing? Because I know you were, correct me if I'm wrong, but you were a point guard or a shooting guard?
Sure, yes, point guard.
Point guard, okay. So you have to bring up the ball. So, like, you have, like, the leading role on the team. So, like, did you notice yourself getting, like, more fatigued quickly? Or, you, like, what would you say?
Yeah, at first I realized I was getting fatigued really quick, you know, because, you know, you got to keep it above your face and nose. And, you know, you're trying to run around. You got to try to breathe. You ain't got no air. So, you know, that was pretty tough for the first couple of weeks. But, you know, everybody adjusted to it. Everybody got accustomed to it. And I think, you know, like Lee said, coach had sympathy for us, giving us breaks and all that. So, yeah, it was kind of tough.
Did you all – I heard you all had to do, like, daily, like, check-ins or, like, fill out waivers and temperature checks. Like, can you tell me a little bit about that? Like, how did that work as far as, like, before practice?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, well, we had the 6 a.m. COVID testing, I want to say, every Wednesday, every week. So, you know, that was kind of tough, too, waking up at 6 a.m.
Oh, boy.
Just to get the swabs in your nose, you know, that was kind of tough for, like, the first couple of weeks. But, like I said earlier, you know, just adjust. That's all it is to it. Just got to adjust.
So what would happen if a player tested positive in preseason? Like, what would happen?
If a player tested positive and you was in contact with them within 14 days, then you would have to quarantine for 14 days.
Okay. And what if that player was around the whole team? Like, did the whole team have to quarantine or just that player?
The whole team would have to quarantine.
Oh, man.
Whole team. I was one of those people that had to quarantine, you know, 14 days. One of the toughest 14 days of my life. I ain't even gonna lie, man. It was tough.
That's crazy. I can only imagine what it'd be like. And I know you said you didn't have COVID, and Lee, you didn't have COVID, correct?
No.
So for you all having a quarantine and not even had it, I know your mind was like, what am I even doing here? You know what I mean? So I know it probably threw you off a little bit. I have a clip from news reporter Chloe Knott that I'm going to play, just talking about how it was with, like, the mask mandate, because the second half of you guys' season, they actually start allowing fans to come in the stadium, but it was a small percentage. So let's just listen to what she has to say.
Hello and welcome to QUTV News. I'm Chloe Knott. Quincy University has welcomed fans back to outdoor athletic events this spring. Softball, baseball, lacrosse, soccer, and football will all host games at QU facilities. The Rock, Legend Stadium and Mark Heinem Softball Complex will allow home and visiting fans to attend. Athletes say having fans come watch games means a lot to them.
And it allows us to see our friends and enjoy, like, the love of sports between not only the players but the fans as well. So it's a great, great feeling.
The total allowance for spectators is 25% of capacity at each venue. Students can attend games free of charge and general admission tickets are $5 at all games. All spectators are required to wear face masks and practice social distancing. Chloe Knott, QUTV News, Quincy.
Wow, that's crazy. So they went from no fans at all allowed in the gym, from the home team as well as the opponent's team fans or whatever, to changing it to 25% capacity. Do you all think that was a smart idea, or what you think about it? Let's go with Yody. What you think about it?
I mean, I think it was a start, you know, because going from no fans, it was kind of tough, you know. You're just playing in an empty gym, basically feel like you're scrimmaging, you know. Mm-hmm. So I think it was a good start to at least have 25%, because, you know, some people really, you know, some people got fans and family that really want to come to the games and watch, you know. So I think it was a good start in the right direction.
Yeah. And what would you say, Lee? Do you think, did you have people coming to watch you play, or, like, how did that play out, like, when they found out that people could not come? Like, How did that play out?
My first year, when COVID first hit, there was no fans. A lot of my family members, friends, you know, people all around wanted to come, but they couldn't because, you know, nobody was allowed in the gym. But like Yody said, it was a start. So that's all that we really could take was that start.
Yeah. Did you guys take the game serious? Like, okay, so it's just two teams, the coaches, and what, like two or three refs reffing the game or whatever with nobody in the stands. Like, could you all even take the game serious? Or you all were still like, yeah, this is still a game. It's just like no fans. Like, how did you look at that?
No, for sure. I took the game serious. I always take it serious, you know, fans or not. But it was just like a big shot, like looking out there. It wasn't no fans, you know, no one. The outside energy was nobody there. It was just the energy on the court, you know. So, but yeah, it was tough. But we just had to bring the energy ourselves.
For sure, for sure. And Yody, what would you say? Was it? Could you take the game serious? Because I know, well, you point guard. A lot of point guards like to be flashy. They like to be seen. I don't know if that's your play style type or whatever. But like, was it tough for you to look into the stands and not see one person like cheering you guys on?
Yeah, it was very tough, you know, because you know, like Lee said, that outside energy means a lot.
Of course,
and especially playing basketball in the gym. You know, when you hit a big shot, or you cross over somebody get dunked on. You know. That outside energy, so it's kind of tough. We had to bring our energy for the first couple of games, and then when they allowed fans, you know, it was just a good feeling just seeing a couple people out there. So,
most definitely, I can only imagine how that feeling was with just having fans back or whatever. But before we finish out, we're going to take another quick break, and when we come right back, we're going to talk about the changes that COVID made within a year. All right, we're back. A year later, September 2021. We look back in 2020, knowing everything you guys had been through, not just the athletes, but students here at Quincy, the staff, the faculty. I mean, everybody got a taste of what, you know, COVID did to the community. But what would you all say that was most exciting that you look back now and you think about today? Like, what are you most excited about this year, reflecting back, that you no longer have to do? Yody, let's start with you.
I'm most excited about not playing with the mask on, you know, because just playing with a mask on is really tough. For anybody that doesn't know about it, it's really tough because, you know, when you get fatigued, you're trying to find air. With the mask on, there's really no air. But with the mask off, it's much easier. So I think I'm pretty excited about not playing with a mask. But I still think it's a rule where non-vaccinated people still have to wear masks on the bench and stuff.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, I think that's still kind of tough, but at the same time, just playing without one, it's a good start.
So, have you guys already started practicing?
Yeah.
Okay, so have the coach been asking for you to put your mask on, or no, like you are practicing with masks off right now?
Oh, no, he just asks us whenever we walk in the buildings and stuff, just keep your mask on. Once we start practicing all that, you can take your mask off.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So is everybody on the team vaccinated or not yet?
Not everybody. I want to say probably like two or three, four people. It's not everybody.
So do they have to wear a mask while they practice?
Nah, just whenever they walk in the building and stuff. They probably have to wear a mask whenever they're on the bench, but as far as playing, nah.
For sure. So you would say mask is like the main thing that you happy that you don't have to look forward to?
Most definitely.
Sure. I feel that. Lee, what would you say? I see you nodding your head. You agree with him, or what would you say? Give your take on it.
Yeah, for sure, the mask. That's the biggest thing. It's like not playing with it is like reliving the old days, you know? Be able to run freely, can breathe freely, you know, not constrained. It's just mask is really the biggest thing, you know?
Yeah. Did last year kind of feel like fake since you was like playing basketball with a mask on, or like, How would you describe, like, playing ball with the mask on for the first time? Because I know you, when you all went against your opponents last year, did you all and the opposing team have to have on masks?
Yes, both teams had to have on a mask while playing.
And that was that an NCAA rule, or was, like, just coaches coming to an agreement type thing for safety issues or what?
I want to say just the coaches coming to an agreement, but I'm not really too sure on that, honestly.
Yeah, I guess that would be kind of confusing because, of course, the players wouldn't really know if they wouldn't really be, you know, like, in a mix with the people who was, like, really conducting the mask mandates or whatever. But as far as goals go, Yodi, what would you say is your number one goal you're looking to accomplish this season?
I just want to bond with my team and just win games, man. You know, coming in my first year coming in, we played like 16, 17 games. We only won like four.
Oh, wow.
You know, that was a terrible year. So
yeah,
and everybody wasn't together that year. And I think that was probably the main reason why we lost so much games. So I'll probably just say just bonding with my teammates and just winning games.
Yeah. And what about you, Lee?
Same thing, just winning. Winner. I like to win, so you know that's just really on the table right now. It's just winning, getting together as a team, you know, on and off the court, and that'll bond us all together, just mold us together, and we'll be good on and off the court.
Yeah, I love that, winning. So this season is going to be about winning and bonding. I love that. I really appreciate you guys coming today to chime in and help me out with the podcast. For sports fans of QU, the football team traveled to Ohio this Saturday to take on Ashland University. You can stream the game live on QUHawks.com. For QU Media Podcast, Evan White signing off.